Hey, is this Sean?
Yeah, every time you guys call me, I don't hear anything on the line.
Yeah,
So,
we
your
just
number.
tried it like thrice that we were trying to get in contact with you, but I'm not sure if it's our phone service or what it's about, but yeah. Is
Yeah, it could be our end as well. But, so,
it okay
am
if
I
we can talk
speaking?
here? This is Joe Wilson
Yeah,
over here.
yeah. So, this is Peter I'm talking to, right?
This is Joe Wilson. I am the technical lead over
Oh.
here.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So there's a lot of names to remember. Sorry about that.
Oh no, that's okay. That's okay. All
So
right,
what is
so
the server side? Why do we
well,
need
the
some
server.
extra server? Because it didn't the site work last time with the it was a copy paste. So I don't understand why we need more
Well, the
server side.
hosting server can be used once, right? It needs to be hosted on one website. All right. Well, the first website that you got might have already got a lot of hosting, you can say space for that. So every new website does need a new hosting server, a new one, so it can be optimized according to that website. As we have built a website on a completely custom base on WordPress for you, so that is the reason we do need a hosting server for that. Unless that
Okay, I
isn't.
get that. So what about the transferring? We want to keep the same domain name, obviously. We don't want to
Of course,
lose
of
any
course.
customers.
Of course, the domain name will be same, but the hosting server will be changed on the back end. That's it. People will be able to go ahead and search on the domain name, and they will be able to see the complete website.
Okay. So what do I need to do to get the website launched?
Well, we will be getting the website launched today, as per
Beautiful.
yes. Well, we need to go ahead and get the hosting server for you guys. All right, and so we can go ahead and get a dedicated server for you guys, and we can just go ahead and make the website live over there. The domain will
Okay.
be transferred over to will be pointed over to our hosting server, so we can just go ahead and get the website up and running for you guys.
Sorry, you're breaking up. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Oh no, that's
So
okay.
you were saying the server is, so yeah, the website will be launched. What about this new server? So what do I have to do?
Well, we do need it. Well, we do provide the hosting server for 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years of time. All right. So you can just go ahead and let me know, like, whether you like to go with the 1 year time, 3 years, right, or 5 years of time. Just to go ahead and ensure that the
What's the
higher
price
the,
points here?
well, the price point is like we go for 1 year for $6.99, and we go for three
Per month?
years for, no, per year, $6.99 per year for 1 year, and then we go for.
$6.99 as in $699?
Yes, and then we go for 3 years for $9.99, and then we go for 5 years for $12.99.
Okay. Well, this is perfect, actually. It's a good way to kind of recomp some of the we had a lot of issues with Orbit Design with getting this website published. So I think maybe we can go for the 5 years and we can work something out with the manager or something. You guys can compensate our lost time with a free sort of service side
For
charge or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? Because the follow-up we were going to do after the site was launched was figure out why we were assigned to, I think his name was Joe, something Joe Wilson. Let's see,
Joe
we have a
Wilson. Joe
little,
Wilson is me.
sorry, Joe Parker, not Joe. There's a couple Joes. So
Yeah.
Joe Parker, we work with him, and this site was supposed to be launched like a while ago, so we've lost quite a bit of business. Then we got transferred to Jason, and now looks like Peter is kind of getting some work done, but that aggregate time has, kind of not been what we were expected to believe when we first signed up with the new website design. So, how can I go ahead and transfer sort of like this server side thing? The site needs to be launched like
Of
yesterday.
course, of course. I
So,
understand.
is there a way that you guys can compensate us for that lost time on the server side?
Yeah, of course, why not? Well, you are one of our very valuable clients, and I make sure that whoever clients we got, we go ahead and provide them service with a happy face. all right, and
yeah,
making
yeah.
them happy and trying to go ahead and cope up. Because if we're going to go ahead and help you out and get you business, then you're going to go ahead and get more business, and you will be bringing us more business as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
that's
we'll be very
works.
Happy. I mean, and I just want to say, I'm new to this process. Like, I've been, like, trying to understand what happened, what went wrong. I know it's not, you know, a full kind of company-wide error. There's just, like, unfortunate, like, communication issues that I think could have been solved fairly quickly.
Absolutely.
We still want to, if you guys prove that you guys can maintain and do good work, then we still want to stick with you. But
absolutely. Well, the hosting server, all right, we do have different companies that we are in affiliation with, all right, and then we do go ahead and provide you guys with those hosting server. Well, others, well, for 5 years, you said you want to go with?
Yeah.
And I quoted you for a price for $12.99.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I can do, all right, ask for the compensation, all right, and I quoted you for 3 years of time for $9.99, correct?
$9.99, yeah.
All right. So what I can do for you, just for a good gesture and to ensure that you stay our happy customer, what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and provide you with a 5 years of hosting for $9.99 only. What do you think about that?
Not really too happy with that. I don't think again, it's not down to me, it's down to Giorgio. He's the one that's sort of running the account, so I'll have to just forward that information to him. But I don't know if he's going to go for trying to spend an extra $1,000 just to get the site launched. Was any of this clarified, by the way, before we went for the redesign, that we would have to spend an additional, you know, $1,000?
Well, that is a hosting server. That is a completely different thing. It's a third-party thing that we provide our clients, all right, so they can have a reliable and smooth transaction throughout, all right, and they're not facing any kind of issues while we go ahead and provide you with that. And plus, if you're signing up with for 5 years of website hosting, then, of course, I will provide you with a 1 year of website maintenance as well for you guys. Like, if you want to go ahead and make changes to anything onto the website, yes, of course, my team will be back there to go ahead and help you out with that. So you do not even have to go ahead, and you just have to go ahead and provide us with the update. And I personally will go ahead and check on that and get you all the things updated for you guys.
Yeah. So this is not something that we can go through another website hosting servers then.
Well, if you have a computer right in front of you, I can show you what I'm telling you about.
Okay. So I'm looking it up now. There's some
Go ahead and type in. I'm gonna go ahead.
I'm curious about the discrepancy in prices. Are these scams, or why is the monthly starting price, you know, $2, $5,
or
a yearly price a couple hundred, you know?
All right. Well, let me just go ahead and explain you that. All right. If you're getting a $2 hosting server, all right, that's not going to be that efficient, or even you'll be not getting any kind of, like, the website will be just live, all right? And if the website gets taken down, if the website is live on a $2 hosting server, do you think it is reliable for your website? That has cost
you. Well, we had a Weebly before that was functional.
Weebly itself is a platform. Well, Weebly itself is a platform, and WordPress is a different platform, so we cannot host a WordPress website on a Weebly. It's like Squarespace and Wix.
Going through Weebly has resulted in sort of the same outcome, but we're paying more.
Well, Weebly itself is a you can say a platform, all right, like Wix or Squarespace and something like that. Itself is a platform where you just go and sign up and get a website on itself, Weebly, all right. Well, WordPress is something else. It's a fully customly designed thing. And then you have to post
it. I thought it was more like Weebly, because didn't you guys just borrowed a template? So I thought it was like
it
was
sort of
like Wix.
It is not a template. I think it's fully customly designed website.
Well, no, because we took a Caribbean template. There's still there's a Caribbean banner and stuff that we've been trying to change for a long time now. We're on the third guy. But
and now
it's
fully changed, right?
Template.
Well, it's fully changed, right?
We're still,
Arnaud?
We're still working on those changes, yeah. But again, priority is getting the site launched. So now we're facing this barrier of, you know, you guys are trying to charge us roughly $1,000. I just don't understand.
Well, if you... Well, of course. Well, why do we charge that amount, all right?
Yeah.
If you go on to GoDaddy, and search GoDaddy dedicated servers.
Dedicated
servers. And let me know if you're right in front of it, okay? So I'll show you the difference.
.ca. So what does that mean? So what did you want me to do? So see plans. Yeah, $2.99 a month. Yes, 64.3. What?
No, no. Just go ahead on to GoDaddy dedicated servers.
I'm here. I'm looking at the price range. High capacity. Why do we need high capacity if it's just a booking service?
Because the website of the bandwidth of the website, it needs to have a good hosting server, all right? Otherwise, the website will keep on crashing and going down if it gets a good load, because people will be coming onto the website, right? If you have a $2 hosting server, do you think it's worthy, or is it that you can say, what is it, reliable for a $2 cheap hosting? I don't think
so. Did you say bandwidth? Did you say bandwidth for the hosting?
What was that?
What?
A load.
So you said
a load.
A load. Weebly website load. So what is the load? Website load on Weebly then?
Like, well, I'm not sure about that, because what I can go ahead and let you know is a hosting server that is reliable. All right. Well, if I'm working with a company, of course, I will just go ahead and refer them something that is reliable and trustworthy and a long-term plan, all right? And I'm pretty sure that your business is a long-term planning with you guys, isn't that?
Yeah. So the only thing then I can think of is you'll have to give us sort of
a compensation.
I think, I don't know. If you want us to stick with you, you'll have to give us maybe a year or 3 years free, or we'll have to go with someone else. I can't imagine Giorgio is going to go for spending more money.
Well, let me just go ahead and, if you're that upset, let me just go ahead and do something wonderful for you, okay? That will make you happy and, all right, keep everything intact, okay?
Yeah.
Can you give me, like, your zip code so I can check on what I can do best for you? Because we do provide, like...
My zip code.
Yeah, because we do provide a huge discount depending on the zip code and the region. If you can provide me that, I appreciate that.
This is in Canada. What is that? VON2H1.
VON2H1?
Mm-hmm. It's in BC, right. Sunshine Coast.
Okay. That's a postal code?
That's a postal code, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can you give me like 1 minute of your time so I can check?
Sure.
All right. Aisha on you there?
Give me one second.
Okay.
Hey Joe.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, sorry. I think I got another call from someone from Orbit Design. So I think there's a couple of people trying to get into contact with me, just so you know.
Orbit.
Whatever this is, what is this company called? Orbit Design Agency. Right?
Orbit Design Agency, yes. And there's no one calling you right now from Orbit. It's just me.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on. Should I just give this number a call again?
Okay.
Yeah, so what were you going to say about the packages?
Yes. Well, I was saying that I had a word with one of my manager. All right. I told him about the scenario. I discussed it with him. All right, that you're not happy with it for now. All right, regarding the delay, because of the delay.
It's not that we're not happy with it. It's just that this... I don't understand. I don't remember this being discussed in the initial
For the hosting
pricing. Yeah, not according to Giorgio. But sorry, what were you going to say?
Well, I was saying that I had a word with my manager. All right. And do you know what an SSL is?
SSL?
Yeah, a secure security layer on the website. All right.
Secure
socket layer. All right. Well, I have told him that it will be included. He told me that it will be included, and I will be providing you with the 3 emails, professional email addresses from your domain name. All right. And
what does
I
this
will...
do for me?
What was that?
What does this SSL do for me?
Well, the SSL will keep your website protected because in 2018, Google implemented a rule for all of the internet and the service provider for browsers. All right, that if a website doesn't have an SSL over it integrated, the website will not be functional. All right, that will be
so before
in your
before
package.
This.
Yes.
Before I got this SSL, you were going to sell me it without the SSL, so my website wouldn't have been functional. Is that what you were saying?
I didn't. I didn't say anything like that. I'm just mentioning the things that I will be providing you with the hosting server.
I'm just confused as to what the SSL gets me. You know what I mean? Because if before the site was going to be functional without the SSL, why do I need the SSL?
Well, the SSL is required for the website when it goes live. All right, it is on our hosting server at the moment.
So it's not. So this isn't. You're not throwing anything in if it's required.
What was that?
You're not adding anything in. You're not throwing anything in if it's required for the website to function.
Well, I was just coming on to that. Yeah, I was just coming on to that. I was just mentioning all of the service that I'm providing, and then what I am throwing it in for you as a compensation for that.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. And, I will be providing you, that is included, all right? And I will be providing you 5 different kind of, or 3 different kind of email addresses. With your domain name, all right. So you can it all looks professional, all right. Whenever you're gonna go ahead and let everybody know about it, about the business Ruby Lake Resorts, all right. Like if you have a domain name like rubylake.com, like it will be coming up as the professional email I'm talking about is Sean@rubylake.com or Giorgio@rubylake.com, all right. And I'm getting you a 2 years of website maintenance plan, all right, and 2 years of website hosting maintenance as well. Like someone needs to go ahead and make sure that the website is working perfectly fine, it's not slowing down, the links are working, all of the backlinks are working, and stuff like that. So I have to go ahead and someone needs to go ahead and ask for, right? So I will be dedicatedly working, and my team as well, to ensure that the website is perfectly working fine over there and it's not having any kind of issues while it's live. Even though if any kind of issues even comes up over there, all right, that will be taken care of without even having effect on the website. All right. And on the price, on the price.
And, yeah.
All right. I have talked to him. All right. So he told me that yes, we need to compensate him better. All right. So what I am think I he told me is that for 5 years of time, all right, 5 years of hosting, I will be providing it to you only for $650. The rest of the things will be contributed from the company itself.
Okay, give me a second.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, give me 1 second. I'm just going to call Giorgio.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I couldn't get in contact with Giorgio, but what was the deal again? 650, or what
yes.
was, it was a, 650?
Yes.
And
total for the hosting.
5 years?
5 years? Yes.
Hosting and maintenance?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Including
for hosting, website, yes.
SSL,
website.
Which is required, and then also you said something about emails. We don't really need those emails, but can you clarify that one more time just quickly?
Yeah, of course. Well, we will be providing you like three different kinds of emails, like two professional emails from the domain name that you have for like sean@rubylay.com or giorgio@rubylay.com or any other if you like to go with any.
Okay.
Yep.
$650 for 5 years.
Yes.
Versus $1,200 for 5 years. So that was $600 savings. How much did we pay for on the site?
What was that?
Do you have that information? Giorgio said that he spent roughly 5,000.
Well, I am not sure about that. I'm just here to go ahead and provide you with a hosting server because we need to go ahead and get this website live today. And on a priority basis, that is the reason I'm on the call.
Okay, so in terms of compensation, when this gets hosted, how does billing work?
Once you give me a go ahead, I'll just go ahead and allocate the resources right there and then. All right, and the billing will go ahead and send you the invoice as well after they go ahead and get the charge done. And I will provide you with a full receipt and invoice for that as well.
So you have
Out of the
the banking
expansion.
information on file?
What was that?
You have the credit
I'm not sure.
information on file.
I am not sure. Do you want me to confirm it?
Can you please?
Sure. Well, just stay over me with me over the phone. I have just asked them if they have it or no, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Hey Sean, you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Okay.
still
Well,
here, Joel. Still here.
I suppose that you guys paid the invoice with the link, right? That was sent out to you on an email. So we do
We
not have
sent it
any
out.
kind of. And I was saying that you paid previously. The initial invoice was paid on an email. So the billing will send you a email, or if you can provide me with the card, so we can go ahead and do about that as well. That's not a problem. But we do not hold any kind of confidential information of our client.
Yeah, for sure. You said that the initial bill, what was the initial billing? I'm just curious. You have the invoice there.
Well, I just asked them. I'm not sure what was the amount on that. I just had a confirmation, like we don't have any kind of confidential information over the file.
So you don't have our information at all?
No, of course
Like
not.
for Well, no. All I'm no. I'm asking for this the website. Like, surely you know how much we paid on the website. How much are website redesigns generally?
Well, there are differences. It depends on the website, like how is the website, how the website is, like what kind of website it is, if you're coming up for the revamp.
Have you taken a look at our website at all?
Yes, I did. For the
Okay, so how
previous
much would
website,
ours be, roughly?
well, it depends on the work that has been done, of course, because I do head all of the project, but I'm not sure like how much work has been done, because I can see there are a lot of pages on the website, like homepage, dining and accommodation, things to do, location, book now option is there as well, galleries. So yeah,
Yeah.
roughly it goes,
Okay, so
it
maybe
can.
could you get that information for me? I'm going to get that card information so we can process the transaction. And
Yes.
I'm just curious. I need to know. I'm sure you can get access to that information, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, usually it goes off like $8,000 to $9,000 as well in total.
Okay. I'll be right back with the card information. Give me a second,
Sure.
Joe.
Sure, please.
Hey, Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Hey, sorry it's taking so long. I'm just trying to get that information. But
oh, no, that's okay.
I'll be there in a second. I see I'm getting another call from Orbit Design, by the way.
No, nobody's...
I don't know if that's Peter trying to reach me.
Oh, no, I'm sure. Peter was just...
Peter left?
No. He's gone with the development team.
Okay. Okay, thanks so much for your patience. Give me a second.
No worries. Take your time.
Hey Joe, I got the card information here.
Hey Sean.
Hey.
All right. I was just drinking water. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Okay. So I it's just so hectic down here as well.
Really?
Can you? Yeah. It's very hectic. Could you give me a rundown of what the offer is? Did you sign like a contract or something? Over
email?
I
will be sending you a paid invoice for that. I will ask the billing to go and send you a paid invoice with all of the information intact of it. It's all documented for you and for us as well.
Okay, great.
All right. So let me just go and mute the call. Just give me a minute. All right. I'm ready for the card numbers now.
Okay. 4520.
Mm-hmm.
8830.
Mm-hmm.
0905.
0905, okay.
9173.
9173.
Yep. Expiry 1122.
1122?
CZV or whatever. Card number at the back is 863.
863. It's CVV. Okay.
CVV, thank you.
All right. Okay. Confirming the card numbers to you again, please let me know if it's correct. It's 4520, 8830, 0905, 9173. Expiration is 1122, and the CVV is 863.
863, yeah. Okay, but before you charge me, just quick rundown. What am I getting?
Well, you're getting... All right, okay. Well, let me just go and explain.
You don't have to don't waste your time.
All right, okay. You'll be getting an SSL integrated into that. You will be getting three different kind of emails, all right? And the hosting itself is for 5 years, all right? And you'll be getting, what more was that? Just give me a minute. I noted it down. All right, okay. And that's it. It was for around like $12.99 I quoted a year round, and now it's coming up at $650. That's all.
$650 for five years.
Yes, 5 years. Got it?
What else can we get on? This is not for now. I'm curious because you know your stuff. What is good for websites? For what is it? SEO, website optimization, for search engine optimization or something like that? Is that stuff that you guys do?
Yes, of course. We do provide the service for the SEO.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's a later on process that you can do later on. That's not a problem. Once the website goes live. But the first thing is that it needs to go live so you can perform the SEO itself.
Exactly. So this is roughly $10 per month.
Mm-hmm.
$10 per month, okay. Let's go ahead with that, and then I'm excited to see the website go live.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead and send it over to the billing, all right, because we do go home by 5. It's 5:20.
Oh,
I was like, okay, well, if you guys can go ahead and wait for a bit.
Thank you.
All right.
Sorry.
No worries. Oh, well, okay. Let me just go ahead and give you the confirmation, all right, with all of the prices. Just give me a quick minute for that, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, okay. Well, I quoted you the price for 5 years of hosting for $650, and with the tax, all right, it will be coming at 732. Will that be okay?
732.
No, 702, not 732.
702, yeah, that's fine.
All right, okay, well, let me just go ahead and do that. Well, if you can stay over the phone, let me bring in Peter for you as well, all right, so I can just go ahead and allocate the services for you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, it was really nice speaking with you, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. You're a great help.
But I always will be, okay? If I was,
if I
would have gotten,
I want to get more numbers for people down there. You've been a help. You've been a great help. Peter seems like he's going to be a good help. So, I want to talk to you guys next time I call in.
Yeah, you can
possible.
Ask for me or Peter or wherever you'd like to go with it, all right? Not a problem.
Yeah,
All right,
apparently
let me
there's
just...
a lot of Joes, so.
Yeah, my full name is Joseph, so yes, I go with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me bring him over for you, okay? Just give me like 2 minutes.
Cool.
Hey Sean, this is Peter again. How are you doing?
Hey Peter, I'm good, thanks.
Great, great. So you got the hosting server. Now most probably
yeah.
by tomorrow, we will be going live around the same time. Okay, that will be around 2 or 3 my time. Okay, we're in the Pacific time zone. Okay, so all the final changes would be reviewed by
you're
you
in California,
two.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same time zone as me. Yeah, we're in the same time zone.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So by tomorrow at around 12 o'clock, I'll give you a call, okay, as you're having some server issues right now, okay? So there might be a delay in the changes, but the developers are in the office, so they will be doing it by today, okay? So I'll give you, I'll send you an email once the changes are done so that you can review it. And by tomorrow, I'll give you a call at 12 so that we can go ahead and publish the website live on Google, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
That's great. Wait, we're still going to need some
mm-hmm.
changes done, but that's after we're going to go live, okay?
Sure,
is
sure. No problem. No
is
problem. As you've, yeah.
It's just image changes,
mm-hmm.
little text things here and there. It's not
no problem.
Crazy.
You have the maintenance services with us, okay, for the next 1 year. Okay, so whatever changes you want in the next 1 year, we can do that for you.
I thought it was 5 years.
The maintenance services are for 1 year, okay? However, the hosting server is for 5 years.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Sean, for now?
Maintenance 1 year. I'm going to write that down. Maintenance
mm-hmm.
1 year.
Sure.
So for everything that we need to change, we have to go through you guys?
Well, that's completely your option, okay? We can provide you with the backend access of the website too, okay? So if you want, you can do the changes by yourself if you have any developers or that, okay? Or if you want, you can just simply call me at the same number. I'll be available, and I can make the changes for you as soon as possible, okay?
To backend. So you'll give us access to backend?
Yeah, we will provide you the access for the backend, okay, once the website goes live tomorrow, okay? So if you want, you can do the changes by yourself if you have any developers because it requires backend coding, okay? But if you think that it's difficult for you to do the changes, you can give us a call. We can maintain your website too, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, Sean. It was nice speaking to you. I'll give you a call tomorrow 12 when we will be about to go live, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.